إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, in the famous hadith from which is recorded in Ibn Majah, narrated by Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, the hadith that is known as the hadith of the Ghuraba, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said, بدا لسام غريبا وسيعود كما بدا فتوبى للغرباء. بدا الإسلام غريبا وسيعود كما بدا فتوبى للغرباء, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Islam started as something strange and it will return to being seen as something strange and give glad tidings of توبى to the people who the world will call the strangers. Tuba, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, is the name of a tree in Jannah. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, give glad tidings, give the good news of this tree in Jannah to the people who the world will call the strangers. Inshallah, bismillahi ta'ala, in the next few days we'll talk about what does it mean to become a stranger in the world. But today we'll just stay with the overall meaning of the hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that when Islam started, it started as something which people saw as being different from their current situation of society. He said, what is this strange thing, what is this new thing? So Islam started as something which stood out, which differentiated on the basis of certain things that Islam permitted and certain things that Islam prohibited, certain things that Islam supported and certain things that Islam did not support, and so on. So Islam started as something which was seen as being strange. The people who were Muslims, who first became Muslims, were seen as people who no longer confirmed to the norms of that society, people who no longer lived like everybody else, people who did not blend in, people who stood out, people who became a standard for the lifestyle that they represented. And that's why they were called strangers. People saw them and said, what is this strange behavior? Why are you not like us? Why are you not like the rest of us? Why don't you become like us? Why are you different? Now, what were these differences? Inshallah, we will see them in detail, bismillahi ta'ala. But today, just briefly, if you look at it, what was the society like at the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? To understand what was different, we should see different from what. The society at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm talking about the society in Makkah, and then later on in Medina also, there were many similarities. But the society in Makkah, the major part of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, as well as the major part of his risala, was in Makkah. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the first wahi at the age of 40. So for 40 years he lived in Makkah. And then he lived for a further 13 years in Makkah. So until he was 53 years old, he lived in Makkah. And then he lived in Medina only for 10 years. So the Makkan period is a pre-prophethood and post-prophethood is the major part, by far the major part of his life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So therefore, if you look at the society of Makkah, Makkan society was a free market economy. It was a society based on business. The businessmen were the leaders of the society. They were the people who ran the show. They were the people who called the shots. A person's value in society was based on his net worth, which was calculated as the amount of wealth that the person owned. Amount of material wealth, gold and silver and property and so on and so forth. That was the person's net worth. And based on that net worth, that person was honored and valued in society. Who was the most honorable, who was the most valued, who was the person who had the highest status? The person who had the most material wealth. People like Abu Lahab, people like Abu Jahl, these were the, Abu Sufyan, these were the leaders, these were the people who were the wealthiest, and therefore they were the leaders of society. So free market economy, a society which is run by business people, a society which was based on the accumulation of wealth. A society which, once you accumulate wealth, what do you do with it? You spend it on what? On whatever you like. So therefore, a society which, in the name of freedom, had legalized every conceivable desire that a person can have, whether this desire was beneficial or not beneficial. So a society which was characterized by people indulging in their desires, whether it was in clothes, whether it was in perfume, whether it was in food, whether it was in promiscuity and shamelessness, all kinds of evils, whether it was drinking, the drinking of alcohol and the use of women in entertainment was the hallmarks of the society. People were by and large alcoholics of different levels. Drinking or consuming of alcohol was a normal day-to-day matter, and people were valued in terms of the kind of cellars that they have. I'm using some modern language. The kind of alcohol that they used to keep. People were valued and they were looked up to, and they were envied because of the clothes they wore, because of the perfumes they used, because of the kind of alcohol they used to consume and serve, because of the number of women that they had. The number of women that they had, there was no limit to this. You could have as many women as you wanted, and this was, prostitution was rampant. This was a society. This was Makkan society. Now, the reason I am describing this society to you, just to remind myself and you, that we can take that framework and we can take that nomenclature describing Makkan society and apply it exactly to our society today. Our society today, the so-called democratic world, the so-called free world, is a society which is a free market economy. It is a society run by business people. The businessmen are the people who run the society. Whether it's in this country, whether it's globally, it is the multinational corporations, it is the business people who run society. Today we live in a world where if we take the top 10 economies, or your top 10 figures of the of economy, 5 of the top 10 are companies, they are not countries. The first 5 are companies. There are companies who are worth more than countries. So it's a free market economy. It's an economy that is based on, it is run by business people. It is an economy where a person is valued only and only on the basis of the amount of money he or she has accumulated or the amount of wealth they have. Who do we honor in the society? Who is considered to be a big person in the society? Not somebody who is fat. Somebody who has more money. Are we concerned about how this person got this money? No. We don't even ask that question. We have living places in our city here itself where you had an individual who was highly valued and highly honored because he was a very wealthy man, and he was a member of our fanciest clubs, and then it came out and it was proven that this man got this wealth by embezzlement, by stealing, by literally by writing figures in the in a balance sheet. The man was convicted, the man was thrown into prison, he was in jail for a while, and then when he came back, what happened to his club membership? Still there. Did the people of the club say, I'm sorry, we refuse to associate with a thief, throw him out of the club, otherwise I'm resigning, I don't want my name on the same list of members of this club as this person who has been proven to be a thief? Did anybody say that? Nobody. Nobody said that. Neither that man is ashamed to be in the club, nor are the club people ashamed to have the man as a member, even though the man is a thief. Why? Because he has wealth. Because he has wealth. Our society today is based on what are the best parties in our cities, in our countries. The best parties are the parties in which there is the best alcohol which is served. The parties in which there is best dance and music. What do we advertise? New Year's Eve. Huge billboards, huge advertisements all over the society, all over the city. Advertising what? Alcohol, promiscuity, dancing, women. This is our society. A society which is based on purely the worship of money, and therefore a society in which a person's worth is based on the amount of material wealth that he or she accumulated, irrespective of their source. This was the society of the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, exactly the same society. And in that society, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, in His wisdom, chose to send His Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first as the only man and the one man who stood up against this. And those who followed Him, they followed Him in excellence, and so they also stood up against this. And those are the people that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to as Al-Ghuraba. He said, these are the people who are the Ghareeb, these are the people who are Ajeeb, these are the people who are the strangers in the society. And he said, Fatuba lil Ghuraba, give the glad tidings of Jannah to those people who the world will call strangers, who the world will see as strange people, it's people who do not conform to these values, who stand out against these things. And inshallah, biznillahi ta'ala, we will look at what are some of these qualities, and we will compare them with ourselves and see what is it that we are doing. Because if we want to be among those to whom this glad tiding of Jannah has been given, then we have to stand out from our society. If we blend in with the society that we have, then there is no hope for us. We have to stand out from the society on the basis of positive things. And inshallah, we will see what those will be. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.